In this bulletin, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese meets with Joe Biden ahead of the Quad Summit. Police make an arrest in Italy over a cold case murder in Melbourne. And Geelong dominates the Gold Coast to secure its first win of the season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is in the US state of Delaware for the fourth in-person meeting of the Quad with leaders of the United States, Japan and India. Experts say the Quad meeting, which is described as a crucial part of the Biden administration's strategy in the Indo-Pacific, must work to move beyond symbolic gestures and deliver real, more concrete actions. The meeting follows one-on-one talks between the US President and the Australian Prime Minister at Mr. Biden's home. The Quad meeting will be President Biden's last, and Mr. Albanese says his experience and understanding of security in the Indo-Pacific is invaluable.
President Biden has a great deal of experience, and he is very thoughtful about the rise of China and what that means for the world. And he's considered approach. It was an opportunity as well to not just talk, but importantly, to listen.
The families of two women murdered in Melbourne almost 50 years ago say they never lost hope of finding the killer following an arrest in Italy. A 65-year-old man has been arrested in Rome over the fatal stabbing of Suzanne Armstrong and Susan Bartlett in the Melbourne suburb of Collingwood in 1977. The two women were found dead inside their home with multiple stab wounds in what's become known as the Easy Street Murders, with police offering a $1 million reward for catching the killer back in 2017. Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton says the arrest is an important and rewarding breakthrough, but warns there's still some way to go.
Well, police work can at times be frustrating. It can also be rewarding. We focus on the positives. The positive is it has taken a number of years. They have been looking for him for a number of years and knew him as a person of interest. The fact that the investigation, though, has spanned such a long duration just merely adds to the reward in actually being able to bring it to conclusion through an arrest.
The New South Wales government says it hopes constructive conversations with the rail union can calm down public transport chaos during major sporting fixtures after around 20% of scheduled services were cancelled on Friday. The State Transport Minister has apologised to those who struggled during the disruption and has agreed to extra staffing commitments for new driverless trains and free transport fares this weekend. New South Wales Opposition Leader Mark Speakman is accusing the government of being weak and says a commitment to extra staffing on driverless trains is a joke. Transport Minister Jo Haylen says she rejects that criticism.
It's really important to understand the distinction here. This is the same level of staffing and the same type of staffing that is currently on our Metro system. So these are MTS staff, Metro Trains Sydney staff. They're the ones that wear the turquoise and they'll be present on board these trains. They are really important to help build confidence. They are there to help people get around, but they also are trained in an emergency situation if required.
Democratic US lawmaker Rashida Tlaib claims that Israel is not acting in self-defence after presenting Congress with a list of the names and identifications of babies killed by Israel in Gaza since October 7. Gaza's health ministry recently released what it says is an incomplete list of the names of Palestinian people killed by Israel in Gaza since October 7. The first 14 pages of the 649-page list consists of infants under the age of one. Congressman Tlaib is calling on the current administration to stop sending weapons to Israel, which she says is using them to breach international law.
We are living through one of, again, the most documented horrific crimes against humanity in our history. Again, these are children who did not live to see their first birthday. We cannot normalize this, Madam Speaker. My colleagues continue to be silent. I wonder if it's because these babies are Palestinian. They're children. That's it. They're children. I can't believe I have to consistently remind my colleagues that Palestinians are also human beings.
Updating sport now, and Geelong has defeated the Gold Coast 96-27 in round 4 of the AFLW. The victory at Heritage Bank Stadium on the Gold Coast sees the Cats claim their first win of the season. Nina Morrison dominated the midfield, racking up 26 disposals and a goal. The Gold Coast is yet to secure a win this season. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.